Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. A new police vehicle will be put into service soon in the village of Ubley. Police Chief David Roth explained he wanted to buy a 2024 utility police interceptor with all of the standard necessary equipment needed at a cost of $47,390. According to Roth, he has enough revenue to be able to put a substantial down payment on the vehicle. He pointed out he could use the money in the salvage vehicle fund and the drug forfeiture fund, which totals $17,000, to put towards the cost of the new police vehicle. The council approved the purchase of said vehicle. When the vehicle arrives, the Tahoe will be sold, and the funds from it will help offset the cost of the vehicle as well. In other vehicle matters, it was reported that a 2004 Sterling dump truck is up for auction. Authorization was given to be able to bid up to $30,000 plus auction fees to try to get that truck. A special Tuscola County deputy is credited with quickly finding a missing person. At about 2:40 a.m. on April 22nd, it was reported that there was a search for a missing 76-year-old male with health issues. The man wandered into a wooded area near his home on Deckerville Road in Novesta Township. The Michigan State Police Caro Post was the lead department in the search, and the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department stepped in to help. Deputy Spencer Coleman and his partner, K-9, Bilo, located the subject in the woods. The missing man was transported to the hospital by MMR ambulance to be checked out. Following the successful location of the missing person, the sheriff's office noted having a K-9 unit is very valuable when situations call for their need. The sheriff's department has two K-9 officers, Bilo and Bleck, and will use them to help other local law enforcement agencies and counties when the need arises as part of mutual aid. And we will be right back with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board! Get on board!
The Supreme Court seems highly skeptical of former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution, but it's possible Trump could still benefit from a lengthy trial delay, possibly beyond November's election. Chief Justice John Roberts was among at least five members of the court who appeared likely to reject the claim of absolute immunity that would stop the prosecution of Trump on charges that he conspired to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. But two justices suggested that lower courts might have to sort out the matter, possibly delaying the outcome until after the election. New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction and ordered a new trial. The Court of Appeals ruled that the judge at the disgraced movie mogul's landmark #MeToo trial prejudiced him with improper rulings, including by letting women testify about allegations that were not part of the case. The 72-year-old Weinstein is serving a 23-year sentence in New York. He will remain imprisoned because a 2022 conviction in a Los Angeles rape case resulted in a 16-year prison term. Weinstein's lawyer called the reversal a tremendous victory. A dissenting judge called it part of a disturbing trend of reversals in cases involving sexual violence. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, please visit our website, thumbnet.net. And for a look at your local weather here at the station in Bad Axe, currently it is 47 degrees, 43 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 8 miles per hour. Humidity is at 42%. Looks like we have a frost advisory that will be in effect from April 26th at 1 a.m. until April 26th at 8 a.m.